Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's February 29th, 2016. It's Leap Day. This is Leap Year. It's 7:30 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. It's also a Monday. And this is Truth in the Word Radio. And as I said, I'm Pastor Jim Newsom. Forgive my voice today. I've strained it a little bit, so we'll do the best we can. Genesis 1:1, the book of Genesis, the beginning, the book of beginnings. Now, what we're going to establish today is that God had no beginning. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He's all wisdom. He's all power. He's omnipresent and omnipotent. He is a God that the human mind cannot even comprehend, the beauty and the majesty of an almighty God. Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah got a glimpse of him, and the Bible says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, and cherubims flew around him day and night, crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." He's God all by himself. So in the beginning, Genesis 1, in the beginning God. That's when we'll stop there for a minute. In the beginning God. John 8:58 says, Jesus said unto them, "I assure you, before Abraham was, I am." And let's get another thing straight. Jesus was not created. He is all deity. He's all God, and he was all man. He was there on the creation, let us make man. Elohim is a plural, depicting the Trinity. So, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the plurality of the Godhead. So, Jesus is Lord. The Word of God says in Psalms 93:2, says, "Your throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting." Psalm 90:2 says, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." Depicting the supremacy, the supreme being, the all in all, the all wise one, the Ancient of Days, who we have no idea. You can read the book of Job, and Job, as he was going through his many trials and many tests, he was with much conflict, was questioning God and questioning why he was where he was at. And God one time just turns to stand up and gird yourself up. But where were you when I made the heavens and the earth? And it wasn't that God was in touch with Job's infirmity, because he was, and he restored him. Bible says seven times better than what it was before. But sometimes, you know, we lose sight that in the beginning God, and that's in the beginning God, and that's all we have to say sometimes. That everything flows back to Him. The Bible says even Him, when His word is preached, it will not come back void, but it'll do that which He sent it to do. So, in Deuteronomy 32:4, the Word of God says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he." He is the rock. What did Jesus say to Peter? "Who do men say that I am?" And they went on to, "Well, you're Elijah. Men say you're this or you're that." But he said, "Who do you say that I am?" And through revelation of the Spirit, the Word of God says, Peter says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood, has not revealed this unto you, but only the Spirit of God. Upon this rock I shall build my church. See, it's God's will that he is mindful of us. It's not that we deserve it. Psalmist David said, why are you mindful of us? Because we are fallen creatures, and in ourselves we have no hope. In ourselves we have no strength. Our devices and our ways come to an end unless they're led by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit of God. Unless our footsteps are ordered of the Lord, then we are walking in the wrong direction. So the God of the universe, he always was, always will be. He says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He says, I'm the first and I'm the last. There's none above me. And he's all of that and more, but see, he wants to be Lord of our life. He wants to be our beginning. He wants to be our ending. The Word of God says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he would that he give us an expected end. The Word of God says, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And you know, we equate living so many times to our existence in the realm which we live, this realm of time which we've been dropped into. But our existence is in the Holy One. Our hope is in him. Our eternity lies in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because the Bible declares that Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the world. The Bible declares that before me and you were in our mother's womb, that God knew us. He knows our name. So his majesty and his power, and yet in the book of John we see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And down in 1 John, I believe around verse 14, he says, and the Word became flesh. That God condescended down to earth, that me and you might have life and have life more abundantly, that he purchased for us on the cross eternal life, that this world that we see now is not the end. See, God doesn't live in time. He doesn't live in Eastern Standard Time. He doesn't live in Mountain Time or Central Time or Pacific Time or Greenwich Time. He lives in his own realm. Time is simply a vehicle by which God dispenses what he wants to dispense within in our lives. Psalmist David said that my times are in his hands. Job realized that he was a frail, that there was no stability in his life unless it was through God. And Job said things. Remember, Job was the oldest book in the Bible written was Job, and he said things like, I know that my Redeemer lives. So, depicting that Jesus Christ was there at the foundation, the Bible declares Jesus said he thought himself not robbery to make himself equal with God. He told the Pharisees as they was ranting about the law, ranting about Father Abraham, which taking nothing from Father Abraham, he was the patriarch. He was the one which God called out to be the father of many nations. But as he went on to say, he said, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, it upset them. It made them mad. It messed up their theology. You see? See, men can blaspheme and they can come against the Lord and they can do whatever they want to, but it doesn't change who he is and what he's going to do and what is happening in the days to come. It doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's soon coming back to this earth to rule and reign forever. And you'll get many people, you know, who will rant and rave and even mock and laugh at such a thing as they crawl around every day trying to scrape something out of this life to give them hope, to give them a future. Now the Bible declares that we must occupy until he comes, but the Word of God declares we're not citizens of this world, that as Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and foundation and maker is God. So we uplift the name of Jesus Christ today and know that he's more than able to do what he said he's going to do. And he, in the beginning, is God, and also our beginning and our ending is in him. In Psalm 102:12, he says, "But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance unto all generations." Listen, when the smoke clears, God's still going to be there. We have the Word of God as our roadmap. Every T is crossed and every I is dotted. Everything shall come to pass. Let every man be a liar, but let God be the truth. Thou, O Lord, shall endure, and thy remembrance unto all generations. And if we are of God, in God, if we've accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we have endurance within our souls. See, we don't have the idea of an ending. Paul didn't say that when you're absent from the body that it just all ends and you lay in the ground. He says when you're absent from the body, then you're present with the Lord. This is the blessed hope. These are words that we encourage one another with. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He hath made everything beautiful in his time." In his time. Also, he hath set the world in their hearts so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. In other words, men, you know, we have a projects going on that is outlandish in this world. We have things, if you want to read about it, that's going on. That people, a lot of people say, well, it's nothing. But we have CERN in Switzerland, which men are looking for the God particle. Well, we look unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our missing link, so to speak. He is the one that mediates between God and man. Jesus is still the answer. As men build monstrosities of machinery, as science endeavors to go deeper, and you know, I've heard it said that as science begins to increase in knowledge, then many scientists are leaving the theory of evolution theory, not proven, just a theory of a man who, if you read the history of the man, he was a very bitter man. He lost lost a lot of things in his life, and it turns men bitter. And when things happen in this world, men tend to blame God. Instead of running to him, they run from him. But we need to run to him, because he's the answer today. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the comforter. He's our incoming and our outgoing, and he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Moses asked God at the burning bush, when God told him, he said, "I want you to go to Egypt, and I want you to tell Pharaoh," which is a type of the powers of darkness, a type of Satan, "let my people go." And Moses, who shall I say sent me? They're going to call me, they're going to deem me crazy. They're going to think I'm out of my mind. But in Exodus 3:14, God said unto Moses, and this is large letters, "I am that I am." In other words, he always was, and he always will be. And he said, "Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me," pardon me, "unto you. I am the everlasting, the Ancient of Days." Revelation 1:8, Jesus said, "I am Alpha and Omega." Remember I said God, he thought about robbery to make himself equal with God, on the same plane as God. He was not a created being. He's not lower than God. He is God. "I am Alpha." Listen, a lot of things are mysteries that you know, that one of these days we're going to know. But for now, Deuteronomy 29:29 says, "The secret things are God's, but it's up to us to walk in the light as we have the light." He'll reveal as he sees fit. You know, he's a God that reveals on a need-to-know bases, because man knows too much, they'll take off and try to establish their own glory. It goes on all the time. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. He's Alpha. This is for you Bible scholars or just Bible readers. Alpha and Omega is the first letter of the Greek alphabet and the last letter of the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Omega. Revelation 22:13, he says it again, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I'm the first and I am the last. Isaiah 40:21, have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood that from the foundations of the world? John 1:3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Very well covers it. Well, you know, you're really narrow-minded if you believe what the Bible says. No. No, because it's the written Word of God, because he says it was given by inspiration of God. The Spirit of God moved upon men and penned the Word of God by inspiration. And the Word of God, heaven and earth shall pass, but his Word shall never, ever pass away. And I believe that. His Word will never come back void. When it is spoken, it will do that which he sent it to do. Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We are eternal beings. We have an eternal soul. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. And of course, you know we have a warfare going on inside of us. You know, we have to fight the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the three things that went on when Eve was being tempted in the garden. All three things were activated, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You know, God knows if you eat this tree and when you eat this tree, you become as him. See? This was Satan's problem. He wanted to exalt himself above God, but he was and is simply a creation. Yes, he was probably, at the time he was called Lucifer, probably the glorious angel that was in heaven. You know, the Bible says he was the cherub that covered. He walked up and down, the Word of God says. He bellowed with music. He was a worship leader. Some say, and I tend to believe that he was the ruler of this people planet, of this earth. But he wanted more. He wanted a better. Pride entered into his heart. Sin entered into his heart. The Bible says it's a bad thing to be in the hands of an angry God. Thank God he's full of mercy, and thank God he's full of grace. Thank God today. So, in the beginning, God. And that's a very short topic today, I guess, but on the other hand, it's very deep. We'll never know him until we're with him. His revelation is given unto those, the Bible says, that fear him. His revelation and his covenant to those that fear him. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. In the beginning, God. And it goes on to say he created the heaven and the earth. Psalms 91-2, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place for all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. I might have read it before, but I want to read it again. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. That's why we need to teach our children of Almighty God. Teach our children the plan of salvation. The Word of God says, raise a child in the way it should go. When it grows older, it will not depart from it. We live in a wicked time. wicked age. People, as they did Stephen, will get so mad they want to gnash on you because you preach the word of God, because it's an offense. The cross is an offense to many. It's a stumbling block to many. So our hope today is in this eternal one, the Ancient of Days, the one with the plan of redemption. The Word of God declares that when Adam and Eve fell, they became aware of their nakedness. Shame covered them. And they would reach up and they grabbed, and I think we talked about this the other day, a thing of fig leaves, and they went to make themselves an apron to cover their nakedness. And God said, that won't do it. He had to go shed blood. He killed an animal, the Word of God says, and covered him with the skins of the animal. And the Bible declares without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The Bible declares, Leviticus 17, I believe, there's life in the blood. You don't live without blood. There's life-giving properties in the blood. He told Moses, he said, I want you to take the pure lamb for every household. I want you to take that blood and put it in the basin and take a hyssop and apply it to the doorstop. And he says, when I see the blood, he said, I will pass over you. So this plan of redemption was not formulated in an emergency situation. It was formulated from the beginning of man, or even before the beginning, from the foundations of the world. And listen, God has no beginning and he has no ending. In the beginning, God was, will be, and will always be. And he will have the last word. There's coming a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So put your trust today in the Eternal One. Put your trust today in the one that can really change your life. Quit putting all your eggs in things that are superficial and things that just look good on the surface, but the depth of them is there's nothing to them. There's emptiness. There's void. We find that the earth was void at the time, and the Spirit of God moved upon the bodies of waters and hovered. And, of course, he created, in my opinion, he recreated. But there's a lot of controversy there. But it's all good because God is still on the throne. Jesus still sits by the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Ghost is still the ambassador to them on the earth today. And he's moving in the lives of those that allow him to operate, allow him to move. Yield your members. Give yourself as a living sacrifice, Romans chapter 12, unto God, which is your reasonable service. Give yourself over. The Bible declares that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we obey and we sacrifice ourselves unto him. We give totally unto him, mind, body, soul, and spirit. The song says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, if you want to know this eternal God and his Son Jesus Christ, the plan of salvation, the Holy Spirit will draw you. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto you who he is. If you ask, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. You must come unto him. The Bible says, seek me. He says, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you, the Word of God says. He said, me and my Father will take abode on the inside of you and live through you. You be my people. You're my vessels that I've chosen, that I want to heal, I want to save, I want to deliver, I want to set free. I want to prove every day that I am that Eternal One. Won't you just try God today? He said, taste of me and see if I'm not good. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God raised him from the dead. If you need healing, he was chastised for our peace of mind, and by his stripes we are healed today. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still saving souls. Amen. Amen. Pray for one another. Lift one another up in a very a dark day. If we don't have the light of Jesus Christ in our lives, it's going to get awful dark. But the Bible says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. He is the light of the world, and no man comes unto the Father except it be through Jesus Christ. No other name under heaven can a man be saved except it through be through Jesus Christ. As the serpent was raised up in the wilderness, so does Jesus Christ need to be lifted up and will be lifted up in the day in which we live, that he might draw all men unto himself. Go ye into all the world and preach ye the gospel unto every nation, every kindred, every tongue, because time is getting short. There should be a fervency. There should be a point where we're desperate for the things of God, where we need to be more fervent in what we do for the Lord, where we need to change a lot of priorities and put him first within our lives. He says, don't serve any other gods. He says, you can't serve two. You can't serve both God and mammon, or the man, or this world and the things of this world. Amen. Call on him while he may be found. Seek him today. Seek, and shall be given to you. Knock, and shall be opened. Seek, and you shall find. Ask, and you shall receive. This is what the Word of God says. So we believe him today. Amen and amen. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.